EA Sports. It's in the game.
Most of us remember that intro, don't we? But apparently Electronic Arts has been sold to a Saudi Arabia consortium for about $55 billion. That's a little bit of money there. Now, Electronic Arts was well known for sports games. In the UK, there was FIFA. In American Canada, there was NHL hockey. Golf. But they had kind of sketchy business practices, didn't they, old EA? They'd sell the game every year, the sports game. They'd only make a couple of adjustments, but it's the full price every year. Then they used to buy small companies up that made games. And then they'd disappear or they'd liquidate them, such as PopCap Games. But of course they didn't just make sports games, they made other good games as well. Generally they were very good quality. But just like every company nowadays, it got infiltrated by activists. And DEI and wokeness set in. And these people used games to push their propaganda, their ideology. And games stopped being fun because it became more about the message than the games. This selling of EA could be a good thing if they get all the feminists and activists out and the social warriors and start making just games again that people would buy because they enjoy them. Of course, only time will tell. I was actually going to buy EA games myself, but I had a bit of money flow problems at the moment, and Saudi Arabia pipped me to the post. Anyway, guys, what do you think out there? You think this is a good thing or a bad thing? I believe it's a good thing, because the writing was on the wall, what direction EA was going. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.
EA Sports. It's in the game.